the fucking button to turn it on.
No, that's fine.
Is it on?
It's still 16 minutes, but...
We're... A little more explanation for the listeners as far as what the hell they're listening to.
Jump ready. Well,
right as he's starting the description.
Well, I mean, what kind of game is this?
What kind of game is this? This is a role-playing game.
This is not canon yet.
Yes.
We're talking to the audience.
Yeah, we're breaking it down.
But, so tell me what it is. What the hell are we doing?
Tabletop RPG.
Yeah, baby.
Huh?
You know what Dungeons & Dragons is?
Yes.
Kind of like this.
All right, so tight.
But this universe is the Shadowrun universe. This is a badass game. I've loved this game forever. So we decided, new project, let's try and take you guys on an audio journey into the world of Shadowrun with us as the actors, the stars of this story. It's going to be magical. We'll get into the introduction of characters, but let me give you a brief history of this world and what's going on. It's the year 2054. The game will take place starting in Seattle. Seattle is now a free city affiliated with the UCAS Nation, which is the remaining states that are separated from the rest of the country by the Indian Tribal Council lands. A lot of stuff has happened. We'll kind of go through the history as the game progresses. But right now, Seattle's on its own. It's surrounded by the Salish Shidhi Council.
The zoo, huh?
And that's a... that's a member of the tribal nations, and that's where they're situated. So, it starts with these characters in Seattle, 2054. Magic has returned to the world. Dragons exist.
Johnny Mnemonic meets Zelda?
Yes. About 40% of the population has turned into a different meta type. A dwarf. Elves, orcs,
fucking dragons, bro.
Dragons are flying around. There's banshees. There's hobbits that live in New Zealand. Any kind of myth that ever existed, it turns out that it was all true. So now the world is a completely different place. And also, there exists the Matrix. Now, this is the internet. It turned into reality. People can project their personas into the Matrix.
It's like you could have sex with your iPhone.
So you can walk around the Google store, walk around Amazon Mall, and it's just like...
You seen a Dave Chappelle sketch where it's like...
Yeah, the internet's a creepy place, yeah. And so is the Matrix.
Chummer.
So let the dreck hit the fans. Like I said, this is happening in Seattle. And we're going to go ahead and go into the introduction of the characters, starting with you.
Sugar Sam.
You want to... Oh, right. All right. My character's name is Ryoma Sugario.
You got to speak up, Sam.
Yeah, we hear you. Guys.
Hang on, though. Wait for these losers to stop laughing.
No, it's cool.
What's your name?
Ryoma Sugario. Sugario.
That's badass.
Is that you can deal with it? Is that cool?
Yeah, I love it.
Ryoma Sugario.
Born to an American mother and a Japanese father, Ryoma grew up in a well-regarded family of the Red Rock Corporation. His parents both worked as engineers for a Red Raku assembly plant in Kyoto, Japan. He was raised with a great amount of respect, especially for the Red Raku Corporation, but also for all of the megacorps and their accomplishments in the relatively infantile sixth world. His parents occasionally told him, always in private, that they were so proud to have a perfectly human boy as their only child, and that his ability, and it's really just probability, to avoid magical capabilities or any effects of metahumanity is what made him such a special person. He stood out in the academic wing of Renraku child rearing, eventually revealing an affinity for legal studies above all else. He graduated at Renraku Corp, University of Law, Kyoto campus, and instantly assumed his junior attorney in Renraku. Shinjuku, Tokyo's criminal prosecution department. He excelled, which wouldn't have been difficult considering there was rarely a worthwhile defense to oppose, but he excelled nonetheless. In his third year with the company professionally, at the ambitious age of 24, he made a suggestion to his superior that a particular case should be pursued. The pertinent paperwork all suggested innocence and incompetence, suggested that a higher-up in Iraqi court might have brought the accused before charges for political ambitions rather than legitimate criminal reasons. Later that day, he caught wind of his own impending incarceration and was barely able to escape with his relative liberty. He absconded to Seattle, began a small-time legal defense operation, all the while planning his lifelong revenge against the corporate conglomerate that revealed its own evils and shattered his modern paradise. Ryoma's naturally positive demeanor, intimate knowledge of the law, knack for organization, and maintaining of his sin all detract from the suspicion of his shadowy extracurriculars.
Ooh.
You had set the bar.
Mystery shit.
I hope the audience can hear you.
All right.
I didn't read that at all.
I don't read my text. So we go.
I recorded that earlier.
So we go into the big bruiser of the. Fuck. Of the.
You don't know that.
My buddy Ralph.
Yep. I am a. My character's named Ralph. He's a troll. He's 10 foot 2 inches tall, 900 pounds.
Excuse me, what's that?
Huh?
How tall is he?
He's orangish. No, he's 10 foot 2 inches tall, 900 pounds.
Wow. Boss. Some LBs, bro.
Ralph is... Yeah, yeah, he is. He's the smallest one out of all his brothers. Ralph has been living on the streets his whole life. He was left on the doorstep of an orphanage when he was a baby. Ralph didn't really dig that, so he just kind of peaced out before the orphanage actually, they found him, so he was just kind of, like, walking around, and then he began to tower over anyone that would come to the park he was living at, even, like, full-grown adult trolls when he was younger. Ralph's imposing stature quickly gained him respect on the streets, but he stayed out of trouble and has made some good friends. Ralph has never appreciated nor liked orcs. To him, their stature and physical appearance was like a cheap imitation of the strength and size of a troll. Ralph has never had a real job, but his brother, Stuart Livingston III, another troll of similar stature, has been able to get Ralph into urban brawling. So he urban brawls and stuff. At 19, Ralph was an up-and-coming brawler who was starting to shake up the urban brawling world. And he began to take control, and then Stuart began to take control of Ralph's Me Feed account, so he can kind of like lay low, and he like appears at social events for him because they look pretty similar. He's not quite as big as him, but you know. And now he lives with Ryoma Shugarito. After Ryoma helped defend him of a hate crime accusation, so this case was a really weird situation.
Why?
Hang on, no, this is a backstory. As Shugarito,
shit, this is written gold.
Yeah, exactly. As Shugarito, he used someone, one of his judge friends to, or one of his contacts to talk to the judge in this case, and then at the same time, it was a hate crime, basically.
What happened?
I attacked an orc. Ralph attacked an orc.
As your attorney, you don't have to answer.
That's too. Yeah, you don't even know. So anyway, so that guy wasn't around to testify, and then they had like an all-orc prosecution group, and they all mysteriously disappeared when they were supposed to meet up for trial. And
sounds like they were treading on you, bro.
And Ryoma was already had the trial fixed anyway. So then we both noticed that we were like, oh shoot, maybe we should work together. And then so basically,
so you guys moved in together.
Yeah, anyway, after they both realized how flawlessly the trial went, Ralph moved in with Ryoma, because he was like, that works for me. And I also own a low-style apartment that I occasionally hang out at to bang and drink and bang hookers.
All right, Ralph, welcome to the party.
And now, or wait, are we starting, or should we still go on backstory?
Yeah. So we go into, what's your character's name?
Gibson Vint.
Gibson Vint.
They call him Gibson.
For obvious reasons.
He's from somewhere out east.
Don't worry about it.
Comes from an affluent background. Very affluent.
How old is your guy?
He's 22. But at the age of 17, you know, he lost his parents.
Oh.
But don't worry, they gave him a ton of money.
Oh, nice trust fund.
Yeah, but Vin wasn't there. Gibson wasn't there. You know, he was possibly in rehab.
Gibson's
he's been on his own since he was 17. He knows some people. He studied with some very knowledgeable people.
What did he study? What
computer shit.
Oh, he's
like computer theory.
He is a Decker.
He's a Decker. This guy, you know, he's in cyberspace as much as in your space.
He's a young prodigy, and
I wouldn't say prodigy.
Oh,
because that, you know, that kind of meets, he says he didn't meet his potential, and I think he's doing just fine. He's addicted to cram. Slight addiction, barely addicted to it.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Not a problem, guys. Listen, unless you think working hard's a problem,
we're never gonna have to have that conversation about the crayon.
I don't like making mistakes and making mistake phone calls, boys. So it's basically it. He's living large right now, off mommy. He's a silver spoon, you know. He hasn't really, not much for getting in there.
So he's a hotshot freelance decker.
Yeah. But maybe his parents had something to do with the government that this man does not believe has the right to rule over this country.
So he doesn't know what happened to his parents?
No, he maybe knows. Maybe he doesn't.
Okay.
But he doesn't like authority, and he doesn't like the system, whether it be mega corporations or these United States.
Doesn't like...
As an attorney, I really like the way this guy answers questions.
Doesn't like... He doesn't like people telling him what to do.
Skill.
So that's it on Gibson Vint.
Gibson Vint. And you.
Oh, I am Acheon. A few friends he's had in his life have always seemed to call him Ache. I don't know. I guess it just goes good.
Because he's an ache in my ass.
Yeah. I'm 5'11 elf. I weigh a brisk 170 pounds.
You're 5'11"?
Yeah.
My guy's a...
You're tall as shit for an elf.
No.
Oh, you're an elf.
No, I'm not.
I was thinking of dwarves. Sorry.
I was born 2031 in Denver, Colorado.
Kid from Denver.
At the age of 22, I started doing Zen. Smoked a little Zen. So I have a mild addiction to Zen, which is nothing big. You know, it's just like, it's a little bit like smoking pot for the viewers and people that are listening.
No big deal.
I don't have very many memories of childhood because I grew up in the foster homes in Denver. A few memories I do have are all negative, so...
we don't like to bring it up.
So we suppress those.
Yeah. So one night I started having dreams and I couldn't get rid of them, so... I felt like these dreams were telling me to go to Seattle. So months went by. I took up everything I had, which was about $1,000. Bought a few items on the way on the road. And through all means necessary, and after miles of walking, riding, and grinding, I saw it. I saw it the whole time, baby. The sign said, "Welcome to Seattle."
you're the High Plains drifter rolling in.
He's wearing a duster too, motherfucker.
Yeah. No, I got armor clothing with some electromagnetic bullshit in it and stuff.
We don't need to
know. Oh, man, what the fuck?
So, all right.
So,
don't you know everything?
And Rudy will be their shadow master for the, what you call the shadow master?
Yeah,
shadow
I'm the guy that's kind of breaking it down for these guys, and we'll see what happens.
The Lord Almighty.
Yes, what I say goes. So. All you guys are chilling in your various spots. Gibson Vin, he hangs out at a popular club in downtown Seattle called Cyberspace. And that's where a lot of deckers and associate decker wannabes hang out. It's like the rock star club for deckers in Seattle. Gibson Vin, he is the crown prince decker of the Seattle hotshot deck scene. So he's in there that night, Saturday night. He's getting loose.
Cramming it up.
He's just doing cram in the bathroom. And he keeps talking to people. But he does get an email. They still have email in the year 2054. Checks it. And he says, there's a very good business opportunity for you, Mr. Gibson Vint, at the Puglia and the Puglia Barrens, the abandoned power plant. Meet there tomorrow night, midnight.
Is it lucrative?
Very. The lucrativity, he says, is upwards of 10,000 New Yen for you.
How's the job looking?
Says just have to meet him there.
Should be a piece of cake for my sort of skills.
Yep. See you at the Puglia Barrens.
Yeah. I'll see you there, bro. Chummer.
Achaeon. You're walking into town. Walk up to a gas station.
Figure
to get a map. So figure out where a good place to lay low is.
A map.
You see a man in a business suit. Yeah.
See,
you got nothing. You don't even have a cell phone.
2054. I need to buy a map.
No, you need to look at a map on the wall display. Okay. You're looking for a public Tritio screen.
Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah. I need to. What's the weather gonna be? Achaeon.
Cheater.
Yeah. So when he when you say
Achaeon, you're walking up to the gas station. Car rolls up. A Mitsuhama Gallant rolls up, and a guy rolls it down his window, and he goes, "Hey, you fucking bum, if you want to make some money tomorrow, meet at the power plant in the Puglia Barrens." And he throws a piece of garbage at you and drives away before you can even react.
You talking to me? And that's how my character gets started.
Ryoma.
Oh, wait, hang on. I got this.
Hi.
Oh, wait, no, never mind. Because I got my whole thing. I got my phone.
Huh? Okay.
Sorry, go.
Yeah, Ryoma.
Yeah.
You get a phone call. It says, if you want to make 10,000 New Yen, you'll meet at the abandoned power plant in the Puglia Barrens tomorrow night, midnight. Click. Click.
10,000 ain't shit.
Ralph, you're at urban brawl practice. You finish up. You're in the locker room. Coach comes in, swats in the ass, and says, "Hey, you want to make some money?
What?
$10,000 at the
Puglia. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Meet him at the power plant to Puglia Barrens."
Sounds good, Coach. I'll be there.
And you realize that guy really wasn't your coach.
Not gonna lie.
Just a guy dressed like your coach.
What?
Thanks, Coach.
I'm in.
Rudy, you're giving me a lot of leeway here. We'll start ripping the Shadow Master pretty soon.
Yeah.
No,
he's doing good.
So now I'm gonna go. I'm going to the mall.
All right.
By Ryoma's house.
You're in the Tacoma Mall, oldest existing mall in Seattle.
Buying myself a comlink.
So you went and go to the comlink store and buy yourself a comlink.
Mm-hmm. Though the kiosk.
The kiosk.
Probably a kiosk.
Comlink kiosk. Okay.
Probably some asshole orc worker.
Okay.
Yeah, you see a couple orcs in the mall, and they give you give them the stink eye.
Yeah, I'm not happy about them.
Nobody really. You walking around the mall getting violent with people?
No. I'm just glaring. Just giving them a little glare if I see one.
Just giving the orcs the stink eye.
Tell them to maybe get on the other side of the hallway.
So it's a racial bias with the orcs and trolls.
It's purely racial.
I don't like
it. Just with that.
With all kinds of meta types in the future here in Shadowrun. We'll just break this down for the listeners.
I think they're all kind of scummy.
Everybody's got a problem with everybody.
You would say that.
It's skin color is no longer really a bias as big, or at least as big as it used to be. Now it's if you're a dwarf or you're an elf, you're an orc, you're a troll, you're a whole different species.
I mean, I bang an elf. I have before.
Hey.
Trolls are rather hated, right?
Trolls are big, ugly dudes and ladies. Yeah, some people don't like them.
So yeah, I'm walking through the mall in my my coat, just kind of looking for a store.
What urban brawl team do you play for?
Oh God,
probably Seattle.
The Tacoma.
The winning one.
Tinder Bashers.
Which team's their rival? The
Seattle.
What's a Seattle suburb? Give me a Seattle suburb.
Auburn.
The Auburn X-Men.
I've seen you guys play.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
I'm a decent.
$10,000 win on you guys. What's the money called?
The lawyers.
Union. I lost 10,000 yuan last year in the fucking playoffs. Why don't you get it done?
That was my rookie year. But yeah, so.
So, anyway, you guys gonna roll to the Barrens and.
I'm picking up a Renraku Sensei and then head back to Ryoma's house.
I'm gonna unwillingly go because this is not a lot of cash, but I gotta see what's behind this phone call. Who is this guy? What does he know about me? I've done some skeevy shit. Who's got some shit on me? That's my reason I would walk into an abandoned power plant for no fucking reason for $10,000.
Yeah.
$10,000.
I have $150 in my pocket. I'm already on a spiritual fucking journey that said I need to go to Seattle. So the fact that a car pulls up and says, "Hey, you fucking bum, you want to make some money, come here tomorrow," I'm on it.
That's a spirit guide.
Yeah. You're like, "Oh."
He was expecting that to blow a guy.
All right, Sam.
Lunch.
Sam, so I walk in the door at your apartment or your penthouse suite, and I'm like, "Dude, check this out. I just picked up a new comlink."
I swat it out of your ginormous hand as best I can.
What the?
I probably have to jump.
What the hell? Brian.
Don't ever bring the Raku tech through that door again.
What the hell? Well, anyway, okay.
Get your big toe up. Here, I got another one. Take this one.
Well, what am I going to do with this phone? You son of a bitch. What kind of phone did you give me?
It does not an Anaku.
It's a Mitsuhama knockoff.
No, I got
same thing.
Caliban. No, that's
Taliban.
No, I didn't give you that. I've got that. That's the one I use. Don't look at that. I gave you the Mitsuhama. That one, yeah.
Okay, great.
Anyway, so my coach told me about this weird ass, told me to meet at a warehouse or something. I wasn't really paying attention, but I told him I'd be there.
Really?
What do you got going on tomorrow?
Nothing. I'll go with you.
What? Did you get the same message?
I wouldn't possibly know that.
I don't know. You seem pretty accepting of it.
You know, good friend.
I've known you for a while, man. We got a pretty close bond.
All right, so here's the deal. I got a phone call. They sent pretty much the exact same message. By pretty much, I mean exactly the same message. I asked who the target was, hoping it might be Renraku, you know, just kind of my thing. I hung up immediately. I'm game. I'll check it out. Somebody knows who I am and what I'm worth. We'll see what's going on.
You want to drive?
Yes.
That's tomorrow night, right?
Always.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, nothing really happens until...
I bang a chick.
Oh, you can... Yeah, tell me what happens in your day.
Well, I'm speeding my balls off on cram. I just ended up banging an elf chick.
Is that minus two karma?
No, plus two. I hit it from the back.
So you banged some minus elf two. Girl?
Yeah, and I'm trying to solve problems. I don't know, since the next day.
All right. So how are you getting to the?
Oh, I got I got a bike. Like a motorcycle.
Oh, sweet.
Not a trike or anything. It's a Suzuki, man.
Oh, so you're driving your Suzuki down there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real
No, I'm going to get in a cab.
You're getting a cab?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ralph and I are taking the Ford Americar.
You're going to drive in the Ford Americar?
Josh is hoping it.
You're hoping it?
Well, how far is it away from where I'm at?
You can walk to... You can walk into Pulia Barrens from where you were.
From where I was at.
Yeah.
That's why I was so close anyway.
Yeah.
And it's like, how many hours away do I have to be there?
You can make it to the power plant by midnight of that
and
day,
it's so. What time is it now?
Enough that you can make it there by then.
Yeah.
By walking.
Yeah. You can
right, camp and just, shit.
You walk.
Yeah, don't want to camp.
You have to. You've fucking been walking for since Denver.
No, I haven't been just walking and getting rides and shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so I just start walking because I already know where it's at. I mean, I just GPS it.
Yeah, you're walking through the Puglia Barrens. Now, in 2017, Mount Rainier exploded. And a lot of Puglia was buried under volcanic ash. So there's ash fields all over the place, and there's a lot of poverty. And where this abandoned power plant, it's surrounded by a squatter's camp.
You fit perfectly.
So there's about 200, 300 just people that are just totally...
It's like a refugee camp.
Yeah, they're just squatting there. They got nowhere to go. And the abandoned power plant.
Americans?
Yeah. There's Native Americans. There's a couple of metahumans. It ended up being a place where a lot of people ended up going to when people ran away from the war against the Indians. They went into the Puglia neighborhood and took refuge there. And then after the Night of Rage, which was pretty much a massive
rage
attack on metahumans. And racial hatred just all exploded in Seattle.
Glasnost meets...
it was in 2034. So a lot of metahumans took refuge in Puglia up too.
So this is like 19 years ago?
Yeah, and ever since then, it's really kind of a dump.
Yeah.
So not a lot of cops around. This is a good place for a meeting. So you guys head up. You park, you park your
pull up here, Mohammed.
Yeah, pull up. Costs you 50 Nuyen for the cab ride.
Cred stick.
Cred stick them, you give them the business.
And a decent tip.
He says, good luck, buddy. Peels out. Give him a good tip. So, yeah, 60 Nuyen. That's pretty decent.
I didn't say to him.
He's got an armor-plated cab. He drops you off in the Puglia Barrens about a block away. And you're going to have to go through the squatter camp.
Yeah.
Akion, you fit right in. You're just like high-fiving guys walking through the squatter
just
camp.
Basically, yeah, like I'm unnoticed. Perfect.
And I guess Ryomo and Ralph, you guys pull up in the old Ford Americar.
You should just crash into the building.
It's not, you can't, the squatters are so dense, you kind of have to park at least a block away, because there's no way to just drive your car through the bums, because they've got the power plant totally surrounded.
They're like zombies.
I'm comfortable walking,
so
I'm fine.
They're like regular poor people, idiots.
So you guys... You guys walk through the crowd.
Whoa.
Ryoma and Ralph.
Yeah.
A little kid comes up to you. He's about 10. His name's Rico. And he's got a little dog with him. And he says, hey guys. How you doing? How you doing? And he says that to Ralph. Ryoma.
Ryoma.
Doing good. How are you doing?
I think this is a gypsy boy. I say that loud enough for him to hear that.
I ain't no gypsy.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Solicity.
What?
Thank you, Ralph. What can we do for you, son?
Oh, what you guys doing up in here? In the squatters camp.
Oh, came just
to meet some people over there. Why?
Who you meeting? I met you.
Good answer. Can I help you anymore?
Man, Mitsuhama, you know them? You know that company?
I just got a phone made by them. Or a comlink.
Yes,
Comlink.
Oh, that looks baller, son.
Hell yeah, player.
Oh, that's nice. That's real nice.
That's right, Brian.
My name's Rico.
Brian.
My name's Rico. Did I introduce myself? My name's Rico.
That's right, Brian.
Hey, man, I've been trying to mess around with you. I like you guys. You guys are cool. But hey,
we gotta go.
You ever come around here, Mitsuhama's been doing some weird stuff you might want to know about.
Like what?
I need you to roll 3 dice.
Is that in character?
Yes. Roll 3 dice.
I'm gonna need you to roll 3 dice.
Rico, they could possibly like into a vicious dice game with Rico.
Rico channeling the DM.
Who's 10K?
Actually, what's your do you have negotiation?
As a skill?
Yeah.
Since yeah. Times 3.
So yeah, roll that.
What time of day is it?
It's midnight.
Yeah,
it's 11:45.
Are you trying to make it on
time? Oh, actually, it's in military time, so it's 23:45.
Right.
Hey, baby! Baby, what are you doing standing on the corner? It's midnight. Gonna fuck home.
So, did you roll your negotiation yet?
You just roll negotiation skills with 3 dice.
Yeah.
To it.
So Mitsuhama's been poking around in the lava fields looking for some crazy stuff.
I don't hear this. Any idea what they're looking for?
Man, I don't know, man. They just got a lot of people up in here a lot. Anyway.
Dumb Rico.
They've been coming around for about 6 months. And there's some creepy stuff going on, man. I don't know what to tell you. I don't got no family. I got me and Poochie here.
I feel you on that, player.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Word.
Why is Rico so gay?
Anybody come talk to you, Rico? Anybody from Mitsuhama?
No, I ain't going to talk to them. Mm-hmm. They'll try and sell my organs or something.
Good call. Good looking out. Hey, stay sharp out there. We'll be around.
All right, baby. All right. Take it easy.
Cheers, you little rigger.
So you guys extricate yourselves from Rico and you start heading up to the power plant. The front doors are pretty much wide open. It's totally abandoned. It was abandoned during the...
Do I need to walk up there or what's up?
You two... Ryoma and Ralph are the first two up to the doors.
Is the power plant functioning?
No, there's no function. It's
is there power in the camp?
Or is no, the camp is
fires and shit.
It's yeah. Like oil can. It's yeah. It's a dump.
Okay.
It's refugee
camp. Very low tech.
Third world shit.
Third world crap right okay. Around all the right. Power plant.
Okay.
Power plant's abandoned. You can sit there. There's not going to be any cop interference at all when you walk in here.
Well, Vince Gibson. Gibson definitely did. Just one of his characteristics is blandness.
Yeah.
So he's like the faceless guy in the crowd. He's the everyman. And he walks through, I wouldn't think much trouble.
You kind of, and Gibson Vane, you kind of walk up as just as Ralph and
the Jap.
Ryoma come through. So you three look at each other.
Ryoma, you see this guy walking up on us?
This dickhead looking motherfucker.
Due to my blandness, you probably don't even recognize. You don't even see me.
Hey, my name is Ralph. This is my friend Ryoma.
Huh?
Yeah. He's Ralph. I'm Ryoma.
I doubt that. He's a fucking Japanese dude and you're an orc. Or a troll or whatever.
Very perceptive. This guy's pretty perceptive, Ryoma.
I don't know why these... Rico!
You don't know Rico. How the hell does this guy know Rico?
I know things.
My
I want to know, who are you two guys? Why are you talking to me? What's up? Do you have a problem?
If you want a problem.
Who's this? So, Ralph, why are you lying about your name?
He did it. I just follow his example.
That's true, I did. I met you in Venice.
Yeah, I know.
Give me for a little bit of talk.
Yeah.
My name is Ryoma Sugario. This is my friend Ralph. He helps me out with stuff, especially physical stuff.
Whatever. You guys heading to the power plant?
Huh?
What?
Yeah. No, we're already there, actually.
No. Yeah. You're right at the front doors.
Oh, okay.
What?
Well, you know, don't meet people.
Kind of in the courtyard.
So you guys got conned here by the same cheapskate who's only offering you $10,000 to do some fucking mission or something?
My assistant coach told me about it and it patted me on the ass.
$10,000.
Probably leave your coach.
Holy shit.
Wait! You're all getting $10,000?
That's when Akion stumbles onto the scene back from the shadows.
Who's this fucker? Look at this bum.
This guy looks like a bum, yeah.
Akion looks disheveled. He's hitchhiked his all
the way.
At
least you guys aren't the worst people here.
So,
you guys here for a job?
I guess.
A job?
Looks like.
Who's getting paid $10,000 here?
Looks like we're all getting paid $10,000. Do we have to split this shit?
What, do you know what we're doing here?
I don't know.
What are you doing here?
I don't know what we're doing.
You didn't tell you.
My assistant coach came up. Actually, you know what? He probably wasn't even my coach. He came up, patted me on the ass.
Big dude, what you play?
I'm an urban brawler, baby. I play for the Auburn X-Men.
No shit.
He plays.
Your coach told you to come here?
Yeah, I guess. Well, apparently he wasn't my coach.
What kind of car did your coach drive?
Shit, I don't know. I never really pay attention to that. I pretty much get into the game.
Should we go inside?
Usually the first person in, last person.
Should we fucking go inside?
I don't really see too many people.
Can we go inside?
Ralph, come on inside.
All right.
I'm going in. You're all getting paid $10,000. I'm getting paid $10,000 too. All
right. Let's get it. So you walk through the front doors of the power plant, and you see where the old turbines were. It's just a long, huge warehouse with a long, straight corridor of turbines.
So turbines they're not whirling, nothing's whirling, they're spinning.
No, it's totally abandoned. It's
no power.
Nothing.
Dark as shit.
It's dark.
Thank God I have low light vision.
Yeah, thank you for that, too. That's why I can see that it's a big, long, huge, open corridor.
Yeah. There's turbines all over the fucking place up in here.
Yeah. There's a good amount of moonlight shining through, so it's not completely pitch black, because it is like a giant warehouse just with...
On a scale of 1 to 10, how black and dark?
It's about at an 8, but you can see a couple feet in front of you.
Once you let your eyes adjust, you can see...
Well, I got low light vision.
Yeah, so you can see a little bit better, but it's nothing really to see. It's just the turbines.
Not a briefcase with $10,000 sitting right in front of us?
No, not a treasure chest, just sitting right there. So.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, that's what we're doing here.
What's Triple D's character's name again?
Gibson.
Gibson.
Gibson Vint, or Vint Gibson.
Hack the planet, brah.
Can I roll perception with my thermal vision?
Yep.
One hit.
You just see turbines. You don't see anything out of the ordinary.
You see a body. It's,
yeah, there's no body heat really registering.
Okay.
I'm
not seeing
anything.
You
guys just walking down the corridor?
You got any cram?
I don't.
Do you? You'd be tighter if you did.
What did
you
say,
Sam? I can use a good toe.
That's an orc drug.
A personal question.
I hate orcs.
What'd you say?
Gibson, what?
Well, yeah.
What's
up?
Here? I think you have skill. You have something you're good at. There's a reason somebody asked you here. What is it?
Man, I don't care if you think I have the skill to do anything, bro. Who the hell are you?
Just ask.
Okay, keep it to yourself.
I'm good at fighting.
Well, that's great. Well, that's the weirdest thing to say to me.
Ralph,
do you want to fight me? What? I didn't do anything.
I'm just letting you know.
Fighting. He's very proud of that. What about you, Akeon?
I don't know if I feel like I trust you, man. I'm getting asked all these questions. I can do a lot of stuff.
What do you do that's so special?
Jap lawyer keeps asking me fucking questions.
I don't know,
really not fond of lawyers.
You're a lawyer. He's a lawyer.
He sounds like a lawyer, doesn't he?
I want to know what the fuck's going on.
So do I. All right.
Well, as you
think the lawyer might know something here.
As you four are bickering and screaming at each other, you see a man with a receding hairline, about 45, come out of the shadows.
You guys see that?
Wearing a business suit. Was he a goddamn zombie? I couldn't see him at all.
He was behind a turbine, and...
I'm going to assume he's cold-blooded. I'm saying that to everyone. Guys, this guy is already dead. He's a zombie.
His heat...
I couldn't see it.
It's a huge turbine-filled plant. You didn't notice him because you would have had to look the entire area. Anyway, he says, "Hello, gentlemen. My name is Mr. Johnson."
That's believable. Okay.
I am the man who contacted all of you about a job. This will pay you $10,000 each, and you may spend it as you like.
Whoa! Can we get an up on the value, man? What is this? Who the fuck are you, Johnson? Who sent you?
I am in need of your talents.
Whatever.
All right. I won't tell you who I work for. You don't need to know that.
I like your style.
Oh, good. That's
$10,000 could be more.
Okay.
What up?
You got negotiation?
No, I pissed $10,000 though.
Now you, Mr. Vint, your considerable decking skills have been taken into account.
I'm trying.
Mr. Akeon, your skills precede you from your travels from Denver. My contacts have been keeping tabs on you. They recommended you for this job. And Rioma and Ralph.
we're a package deal, huh?
It seems like it.
Everybody knows about you guys.
We know about you guys.
Did you hear about the trial incident?
Yeah, it was big news. I felt for you, too.
Oh, you're the hate crime guy, huh?
Yeah, you're that guy. I know.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
I don't like
orcs, guys.
I don't like trolls either.
You got a problem?
What?
Ralph, stow it.
Johnson?
Now, what I need is there's a certain office manager from a rival company. We need him to be not killed, but abducted for a little bit.
How long?
A kidnapping?
Oh, well, I can just come out and say it. Yes, we need you to kidnap this man, a Mr. Wayne Fenris.
How long do you need him held?
We would need him held for 3 days.
Oof, that's a long time.
At which point, you're free to release him.
Now I got a sweet place up in Bellevue.
This man is a... A safe house, you would mean?
No, I meant a dark room. I said a fucking dark room.
A dark room?
A safe house, asshole.
Excuse me?
We're really disrespecting this gentleman.
Renraku?
No, don't answer that question.
He's not. Renraku, let me tell you straight, because I know of your hatred for Renraku, sir. Renraku's not involved with this business dealing in any way, to put your mind at ease.
That kills my dice. Anyways.
Don't be looking like that, bro.
Do you have a safe house for us to put?
Yes. We actually don't need you to hold on to him for 3 days. We need you to drop him off at the safe house.
Delivery. Perfect.
So we don't have to guard him for 3 days there?
No. You just need to make sure he safely gets to the safe
house. So, Johnson, you're telling me we kidnap one office manager and bring you a safe house, and you're giving us $10,000 each? Never mind, that's fair.
Yeah, we can get this done.
Oh, you like this deal now?
It seems easy peasy.
Okay. Very good.
I don't see any kind of crisscross or anything going on like that. I think it's just probably 10, 15 minutes. You guys just want to go now? We got a car.
You got a car? You got a car?
Now, if you gentlemen are ready to pursue this immediately, which I would prefer because time is of the essence, they have a certain project that's due in 3 days, and he's the key engineer behind it. We need him out of the picture, so when release date, it causes his corporation quite a bit of embarrassment. And also sending my stock options through the roof.
I don't have any problem making a low-level hack look stupid.
I'll offer you, gentlemen, 10,000 new yen apiece. All of it is on completion at delivery at the safe house. Our safe house is in the Bellevue Warehouse District.
Is that where we meet you? Will you be able to give us some money, bro?
Yeah, how do we give her money?
Chummer? Put it in our fucking accounts or some shit?
At the safe house will be a bag with 4 cred sticks, each with 10,000.
Sounds science, legit. You got a nice seal suit on. Delivered. I don't know why you creepily walked up. Why the fuck are we meeting here?
It's perfect, if you ask me.
Johnson.
Why wouldn't we meet here?
I dig it, Johnson.
It's an abandoned power plant with no police presence anywhere.
We had to walk past the plugs, dude.
Exactly.
Why don't you check out your, see how many internet servers are around here, see how
none.
Well watched this place is. Exactly.
With Akon's, Akon's has technomancing ability.
Well, why the hell are we...
And he doesn't detect any servers within for miles.
It's, nothing. I'm wireless, man.
It's, there's nothing going on there.
It's one thing I got going for
the
me.
Fuck is a tech.
So Mr. Johnson, he,
yeah, wait, what did you just say about him? What?
Well, he didn't say it himself, so I don't know.
I didn't say anything, yeah. You don't have to worry about me. I've been keeping... The way I'm looking at my guy, I've been keeping shut and saying yes to money and easy fucking transactions.
My character's thinking in his head, basically, okay, that does make sense for being out here in the middle of nowhere, but I wish it wouldn't be so dirty. The Jap lawyer's pissing me off a little bit. And the stooge, which is nothing but a big goon.
Rude Doug.
Yes.
Can I do a judge intentions request?
Ted? Yeah.
I don't know how that works on Mr. Johnson.
Judge intentions?
We have that written on our sheet.
Yeah, go ahead and roll it.
Just my dice pool is my judge intentions score.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Josh, you have to do that all the time. You guys are making us do this.
5, 5, 6, 3, 3, 4, 1.
I have to, what he does.
It's be like I'm doing the judge intention. No, I want to know. Yeah.
Well, Rioma, you look at Mr. Johnson, you've heard what he's been saying, and he just sounds like a typical faceless suit that wants to spend a little money so he makes a little bit of money in the long run. And sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. The mega corporations, now this is to fill in the listeners, have extraterritoriality, which means they're pretty much their own nation.
Think Google plus Blackwater.
Yeah, Google would be its own nation. Amazon.com would be its own little corporate nation.
With their own armies, bro.
Walmart, its own corporate nation. McDonald's, its own corporate nation. But it's imagine every McDonald's combined with Disney, combined with Pepsi, combined with Universal Studios, combined
and
with
the
Pixar.
Vatican.
Combined with Blackwater. And that's like a tenth of what a mega corporation is.
Can I ask, or Mr. Johnson, can I get, instead of $10,000, can I get that in stock options?
No. 10,000 credits.
Sounds pretty smart of you to ask for that.
What about a big sword?
I'm all about the money, bro. Yeah. Right.
Hey, Johnson, guys, hey. I'm giving you $10,000 on a
fucking
credit.
Fucking Pawn Stars over here.
We're asking Johnson a lot of questions.
I'm not here to do a trade and barter with you guys. 10,000. The guy is sitting at the Magician's Feast restaurant in Bellevue.
Yeah.
He stays there for 3 hours. He's a bit of a gourmand.
He's there right now?
He's there right now. He'll be there for about 4 hours. He does the 7-course meal every Sunday night.
I don't think I'm going to be able to get a cab back in here, guys.
I kind of am hungry.
What I would suggest is you all ride together in Mr. Rioma's Ford Americar.
Oh, tell everyone about that one.
Yeah, let's do it, boys.
Alright.
I'm kind of hungry.
As much as you might not like it, you four are stuck together. Kidnap this guy. If you guys kill each other, hell, I don't care.
I'm just in Johnson.
Get Mr. Fenris to this. To the house.
Is he guarded at all?
Dude, Jesus!
As far as I know, he has no personal security with him.
What's this guy's title? Like, what is he, like,
He's an engineer manager, but he,
So he's basically just going to Dorsey all the time and just making lunch reservations. He's an executive VP.
Yes, he's an important, component manager to this, project.
Sounds like a pushover.
You guys ready to roll?
You offer me a ride, Ralph?
Yeah.
Because I don't even think we're going to get tagged to come out to this shithole and pick me up.
I am offering everyone a ride.
Oh.
All right, you guys, you homos work out your shit the way you got to do it.
Who's got to sit next to the stinky elf guy?
Who, you?
Yeah.
I guess I'm riding bitch.
Yeah, I'm riding.
What kind of car is this? Is it like a truckster, like an SUV?
It's a sedan.
Sedan?
It's going to be cramped with Ralph in there.
Shotgun!
Ralph
shotgun!
Is 10 feet tall and 700 pounds.
900.
900 pounds. Okay.
Maybe I'll get a cab and meet you guys there.
No, fuck that. You know where a cab's coming out here.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm not leaving my side.
Absolutely
not.
Okay.
How'd you get here?
Well, while you guys are discussing your ride, Mr. Johnson has left. So you guys
figure Johnson! Out. He's gone. All right.
So that's the deal. $10,000. He leaves you a slip of paper with the address for the safe house on the ground. And he also, that you got your guarantee of $10,000 if you get this guy to the safe house, Mr. Wayne Fenris. He's sitting at the Magician's Feast restaurant in Bellevue.
We're going to look like a bunch of assholes riding in there with a fucking sedan hitting the ground with fat ass in the back of it. God, you're huge. Couldn't you get a bigger car? You didn't think about this? We could ram riding on the back of your Honda?
Yeah, like we're riding, we're like in a Nissan.
I have my own car too, okay, guys.
Oh, you didn't ride it though, did you?
Yeah, we drove together. We carpooled. We didn't know we were meeting you assholes out here.
You should have done a logic test for how smart that is.
We didn't know we were meeting you guys.
You guys fit in the car. I'll let you guys ride, bitch.
Somebody we're all sitting in the back bitch. Seat now.
Yeah,
all of us.
Yeah, and part of Ralph is sitting in the front seat.
Yeah, I'm driving from the back seat. Not really.
So it's cramped. Riola's driving.
I'm balls.
So you're rolling over to the Magician's Feast. In Bellevue, it's a nice, slightly upscale restaurant / bar.
New American?
Give you a quick update on the Magician's Feast. So you can, because you look on your cyber deck and check out the tourist.
Yeah, I pull out my
the urban spoon
I
of
pull out my sweet, pretty, you know, well used but nicely maintained and updated Renaku Tsuchiguri cyber deck. Right in a douchebag's face. So, check out my deck, bro.
Check triple D.
Hmm?
Break checked you.
I'm gonna roll for initiative. My reaction is a 4. So I slightly hit my shoulder on something and go. Dick.
We'll roll.
Sorry, my change.
For the break check.
3 hits, he's fine.
Nice try, pussy. Yeah, so this magician place, it's
something.
The restaurant.
So
you guys are driving.
Yelp reviews are 4 out of 5 stars. Decent.
You guys are heading there.
Yep. No, man, I usually hang out in the cram clubs and buzz houses.
Right on.
say it as a good Native American fare.
Good Native American, like, oh man, soul food? Class another corn place.
Maize.
Native American soul food.
Yeah, real foods there. Ooh. You know, so that's good. But you guys are driving there.
Is there any dress code?
Well, you guys are relaxing, you're driving in the Americar.
So can I actually roll to see how much I know about the place after looking about it? Like, am I going to have from reading this online, will I have a well?
You just know it's a restaurant, you know where it is. And
any of the layout?
You get the, I'll show you the layout as we get there.
But does my character know that?
Not yet.
Why not if we, we hack into them?
But you guys haven't been able to sit down yet. Okay. You guys are...
Well, I'm looking up. You told me I was looking up something.
Yeah, you look up on the basic... you mean you want to hack in?
No, I just want to...
Find detailed information?
Where did I go to Yelp? And, like, just, like, the reviews about it and look at the menu and stuff, like the website?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
You're allowed to do that.
And you can, you know, you can look further into it. It's fine. I was just...
You want blueprints?
No, I was going to, but then this douchebag break checked me. No, I forgot what I was going to do.
See,
just did another hit a cram.
Yeah, I just did some cram.
So you guys are relaxing after the tension with the brake checks. You're driving through Royal Reaper Turf. That's a prominent go gang, a biker gang. And you guys are on your way to the Magician's Feast or whatever. Suddenly, gunfire erupts around you.
I got a little street knowledge.
As more than a dozen people on bikes roar out of an alley, firing at each other. Get your bike from the stuffish shack. Get off our turf, you dreckhead. Your Ronin's gonna pay for this one. Huh. So, what you're kind of seeing is a...
gang fight.
Little gang fight between the Royal Reapers and the Shamrocks.
I love those lovable Irish.
And the bastards. Ronins.
So there's a three-way dance?
Yes. Japanese. Yes.
And we're driving down the street?
Yes.
And they're in an alley fighting, or are they?
Rioma's driving.
Uh-huh.
What's your car skill? Do you have any?
Shit. Yeah, I think I'm
sick. Your pilot, your ground pilot.
Oh, pilot ground craft skill.
Drive, rigger!
Okay, roll your...
That's pretty good.
Ground craft.
5-2-1-2, 1-day-1 glitch.
Okay. Alright. At this point, we're going to pause it because we're about ready to get into a combat situation. And we'll come back and give you the results
right after.
This truck.
Alright. So.
You want Olympia Way?
Yeah, your guys are on the corner of Olympia and 9th. These assholes come flying out of the alley shooting at each other. Rioma, startled, runs his car to the right side of the road and crashes into some dumpsters.
You know what they say about Asian drivers, I yell.
Blowing a tire out.
Oh.
Ground skill. Yeah, your car's not wrecked, but you can't. The tire's popped, and you're kind of just got these dumpsters blocking your right in front of you. And you got these jokers. They just rode out of the alley.
Jokers.
So now they've
pulled kind of in front of
you. Turned against. They've stopped fighting each other and turned against us because we crashed.
No, they haven't really shot at you.
But they're shooting at each other, right?
Yes.
Rioma, do you have a spare tire?
What?
I'll change the tire.
So you guys are.
Oh, you could just lift the car up.
Sorry, yeah.
I'll change that tire for us.
So they just.
So you guys are all sitting in a crash car. There's no injuries, and it didn't impact enough to set off the airbags or anything. It's just you've got these big, heavy industrial dumpsters in front of you, so your car's kind of immobilized. The left front tire's popped.
Right. How far away are these guys?
These guys are about 20 meters, and there's
on 9th Street?
They're stretched out for like about a, you know, about 100 feet into the alley. So there's five guys wearing Shamrock Ronin gear, and then five other guys wearing Reaper gear. And the Shamrocks are...
are the Shamrocks and the Ronins the same gang?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is there like light, street lights and shit?
No, there's no street light. It's,
no street lights?
No, not at that corner, no.
Okay.
Because you guys are in the middle of the street. All they right. came out of the alley. And 9th Street's coming up. 8th Street's okay. behind you. You guys are in the...
Thanks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys were still in the Polyup region, so you were coming out of Hell's Kitchen. So there's not a lot of cops around.
It's a pocket of bullshit we're stuck in, huh?
So you got, yeah, the Reapers and the Ronins Fuck, going at it.
Tires popped?
Yeah. It looks like the Reapers have kind of got the Ronins on the run. The Ronins are in trouble. They're probably...
Could give two shits.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and book it slowly.
I'm going to get out of the car.
Get out of the car.
I'm going to get out of the car and be like, where's the spare tire? Can we get the...
So, Ralph...
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the trunk and get the spare tire.
What's your agility?
I'm going to drop my pistol and pop the trunk.
Agility is 4.
Roll your agility.
I'm opening the car door and leaning up against the side of the front of the passenger door. The shotgun door. Kind of as a shield.
I'm staying in the car.
Well, right in the back seat, if that makes sense.
So you managed to extricate yourself from the car. You're looking for a spare tire.
I want to get out of the car also and... Hide along the passenger.
You're out of the car too.
Okay.
I stay in the car because I'm in the back seat.
Akion's chilling in the back seat. Rioma, what are you doing?
I'm gonna draw my pistol.
You pull your gun out.
Colt Government 2045 or whatever fucking pyramid. And shooting a book at 2066. But anyways, and then I hear Ralph say, "Where's the fucking spare tire?" or whatever he said.
I shouted,
"It's in the trunk."
So.
Nice. I noticed this guy's pulled a gun.
So, you got these guys, they're rolling around on, you guys even looking at the Ronins or the Reapers?
I'm very much looking at them. I'm hiding, cowering behind the car.
I'll give them a passing glance as I'm...
I mean, what are these, are they shooting at each other? Or is it a dance competition?
Yeah, they've got... Looks like they've got light pistols. Looks like one of the Reapers...
Are they yelling at each other?
Yeah. They're, oh, yeah, they're screaming.
Because violence happening right now.
They're calling each other drug heads. Yeah, they're shooting each other. All
right.
They're... The one... One of the Reapers looks like he has a heavy pistol. And he's shooting a couple rounds off at the...
Now, how many guys do I think are there?
You guys see 10 bikes.
Alright. Whatever.
And it looks like it's a 6-4 split with the gangs.
$10,000 for this shit?
You see the Ronins wearing their green and black outfits.
Black Irish.
Couple dwarves and a couple of humans. And then the Reapers, they're...
Ralph, how we come with that spare tire?
They're all humans.
I'm getting it out. I'm starting to unscrew the hubcap right now.
And you see,
hurry up!
You see the Reaper, a couple of the Reapers, they start looking at you. And they're like, what are these wreckheads doing?
What race are these guys?
You look at the two that are, you see yelling at you, they're both humans.
Alright. I'm not acknowledging them. I'm just going to glance at them and keep getting the spare tire out.
You guys roll initiative.
Who's rolling initiative?
You all do. Whatever your one dice is.
One dice. Where's initiative at? Nope. Okay. 11.
Okay. Do you gotta keep it out there so you can see it? Okay.
What's your initiative?
All right, Ralph, what did you end up getting?
12.
Plus 6. So that's 9.
14.
Yeah.
Ake got 14, I got 11.
Hey, Ryoma, roll your initiative. 13.
Ryoma, I think these guys might be looking for trouble, bud.
They didn't say you have any right to do anything.
I'm just talking.
You guys can talk.
Okay.
We are still recording. What are they doing? Okay.
Just sitting in a car. There's no technology around, so I'm useless.
Calmly sliding down the bike. No, I was asking you how you're doing. What's with these fucking guys? Why don't you get out here with me?
No.
No, you're chilling in the car? Yeah. Fucking your head exposed? All right, boy. Fucking crying in the box. Right?
I'm laying down on the
car. Oh, you laying down?
Yeah.
All right. Good, take some cover, bro.
Bye.
Yeah.
I have a gun if someone wants to run up on the car.
Man, once you get that shit going, I'll throw that smoke, man. I got the smoke bomb.
There's nothing else I can do.
And you've noticed that my camouflage clothes have turned on, and I look like the side of the car.
You have that too?
Yeah, except it's got like a Pepsi logo that goes across it. And ads keep popping up on my junk. It says, suck it. Suck it. Hack the planet.
You try to hit back, but it just won't go away.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh,
tire
cone.
I'm so Matrix heavy.
Oh, I'm doing it.
All right. So it starts.
Hopefully your lovers got your cover.
So Akon, you got first move.
Akon.
Yeah,
just laying on the
back seat. You do have spells too.
You're sitting in the back seat, chilling.
Yeah, I got spells, but I mean I don't I'm like laying down so I don't see anybody. It's I can't do anything because the Matrix is useless in this particular situation.
Do these bikes have any sort of fucking hardware on them?
Not really. They're pretty low level. There's a couple of rapier bikes.
Yeah.
One's a big, like a Scorpion that's like a Harley. But you can't detect any kind of Wi-Fi connection or connection with them.
Yeah, well. Let's go put the fucking tire on.
So, Akon, what is Ike's?
I'm just sitting there. I can't do it.
You're sitting there just watching.
What am I
going to
do?
Yeah, my guy also is just sitting there because I'm not going to go around the corner and shoot him. I'm just sitting there.
Hold on. It's not even your turn. Ryoma, what are you going to do? You've pulled your gun?
No, I'm going to shout to Ralph to draw his gun.
All right.
And I'm gonna. I guess I can't shoot. Can I aim?
Yeah, you can call your shot. There's about six of these, the Reaper gang that are looking at you and are threatening, and they're the ones attacking the Ronins. The Ronins are kind of just trying to survive. Yeah.
Shots around, and I'll call my shot on the leader of the closest
Ronin.
No, the farthest away Ronin. Sorry, there you go.
All right.
Yeah. Wait, the Ronins are the ones that are winning, or the Reapers?
Shoot his own people.
The Reapers are the bad guys. So yeah, you're
the Reapers are the six. The Ronins and the Shamrocks at four.
Yeah, you're aiming at a Reaper. Okay, calling a shot on them.
Why are you doing that?
That's right.
No, I'm just saying that my character's saying that.
Why are you doing it? Ralph.
How's the tire?
What are you doing, bro?
He's not the brightest.
I'm gonna, like, just kind of turn away from the tire. I'm not gonna close the trunk or anything. I'm just gonna, like, turn away from it, and I'm gonna pull out my AK.
Goes from 0 to 60.
Rioma told me to pull my gun out, so I'm pulling out the AK, and I'm gonna aim at one of the Reapers that's close to me.
Closest Reaper?
Call my shot or whatever, yeah.
Okay.
What does that do, by the way?
It's plus one to your accuracy.
Okay. Sweet, yeah, so I'm doing that. I'm calling my shot on a gentleman.
It's about 12:15 at night. But you guys all seem to have low light vision, so it's not really going to be a modifier. Yeah. It's kind of, it has a couple street lights. And,
yeah. Oh, I thought we didn't have street lights.
There, well, no, like oh, no, I thought you meant like traffic lights. No, there's a couple of low, they're not like bam, bright spotlights.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine.
There's enough street light, you can see what's going on.
Is it my turn? Or does he get to shoot?
Hang on.
No, it's the Reaper's turn now. The Reapers. Oh, I'm sorry. They gotta do stuff.
No, my initiative wasn't high enough.
No, you're fine.
Then I should go.
No, well, it's.
Well, you gotta let them do their shit
on first.
That's why I said my wasn't high enough.
You said you were just gonna stand there.
Oh, but that wasn't my turn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. Your turn. Your turn.
Okay, I'm going to shut the lights off.
You want to hack in and shut the lights off? All right, what's your computing skill?
4. I have computer skill of 4.
Okay.
I got cracking, 1.
Roll 5 dice. Alright, well, the streetlights, they're set up. There's one in this corner, one in this corner. They were on kind of like 6-7 feet away.
Hey, easy peasy, man. City shit.
You shut down this one. So this is Shadow, but that's on a different.
It didn't affect the situation.
You can take his
key. Yeah, it didn't. It's darker now, but it hasn't shut off all the light completely.
Alright.
So
that's I'm chilling. How's the tire?
So
I bailed on the tire.
Get the tire.
I'm like, huh?
I'm gonna actually. Can I make a passive action and start heading back to put on the tire?
That's what I was gonna do. Wait. Are you asking God that?
You had you were in the middle of hacking when you're standing by the car door.
Meeting behind the car. I'm not standing up like an idiot.
Okay, you're. Behind the car door.
Cowering, if you can say. Okay.
So you're behind the car, hacking.
Possibly use some Chex Mix to get out of it.
It's Reaper number one. These Reapers just start rolling their bikes towards you. They're kind of slowing down. The Ronins have kind of gone behind the other side of the dumpster and kind of just slid their bikes over here.
So they're kind of flanking me?
Yeah. So the Ronins have their bikes kind of set like a wall here, and they're behind. They've set up behind the 4 bikes. So, redo this.
We're going to stop. It's 11:15.
Yeah,
it's way too late.
Car crash.
Nice.
And the Reapers have set up.
See you, buddy.
See you.
Peace.
Good job.
Like that. So you have got like a cone formation of Reapers.
So my turning out the lights has done nothing.
Is kind of shadowed you guys here.
We can kind of roll back.
Because you're back behind the trunk, Matt.
No, I'm not. Oh, Matt.
He is. Yeah. You're on the other side of the car. He's still in the car.
Front seat.
Rioma's still in the front.
Like a fucking asshole.
So he's aiming his gun across his like
chest. You could probably just sit in the car and plug them. But yeah, that's where you guys are at. So
Ike's is sleeping in the back seat.
So Icon is left. The Reapers are, they all are aiming their pistols at you. Nobody's taking a shot yet. The Ronins don't know what to make of you guys.
Can we stop recording or?
Yeah,
you can keep recording if you just want to talk for a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
This is the end of the session. We'll just keep recording and you can hear a little bit of our conversation.
Thank you all for listening. Yeah. So, I could shut off their bikes though, couldn't I?
They don't have any kind of
low tech.
They don't have any rigor technology.
No, they're not.
So they're like fucking old Harleys and shit. They don't have
Yeah, they still make gas vehicles.
Not everything.
You don't think safety features have gone up?
Well, not everything has a smart link thing.
Not with these goofballs.
A lot of cars will, but not.
These are basically scrapped together.
Yeah, we're still in the middle of the Barrens. You know, so this isn't.
This is pretty low.
Usually, you guys would be. Usually, you guys would be able just to find a whole bunch of shit probably around.
That's why I'm wondering if I could.
Yeah, these guys don't have. I mean, you're looking at them. They don't have. They've got little pistols.
So a little hooker gun. I'm not trying to shoot anybody, man.
Yeah, it's not a military.
Fuck for $10,000, I ain't shooting nobody. So
that's plenty for me.
Yeah, I know. You're rolling for you bums. You figure you gotta give your boyfriend give you an allowance.
I'm just pulling out.
You sound like your sugar daddy.
Probably will.
Your sugar daddy.
You sound like Michael Sam, and you're your delicious Asian twink.
And we got each other out of a horrible situation.
We helped each other. He was there for me when I needed him.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry about the introduction phase, but it was just man, how the hell am I going to have you guys meet?
Yeah.
No,
that was fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
It worked out great. That's a cool thing. You can sit DM. You can just be like, and this happens. And when everybody's like, how? And you're like, fuck, worry about it.
Do you ask why there's a car crash in real life? No. It just happens.
I think they've won an Oscar on the movie about that. No, I think that's cool.
You got an estimated.
It could have all been sitting at a bar. It's the same, it's the same sort of situation.
Yeah.
At least there's some stakes in it.
If you guys said
bastard.
Yeah, if you guys said you were an elite special squad, I would have let you guys do that too. But I like just putting you guys together.
Every story's got to have a beginning, bro.
Yeah.
So would you say this how is the standard of living gone way down? This is a shithole world. Basically,
some parts of the city.
Or is it the rich get richer and the poor get poorer?
Yeah, rich get richer, poor get poorer.
You actually have
your suffering. Dude, everything crashed.
Well, no, I'm just talking my character in the real, I'm talking.
Your character's doing
good. No, I'm talking in, as the world, socioeconomically, how does it, it's.
Well, everything's
extremes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
If you're poor, you're in the dog-eat-dog world.
Yeah,
died. Life
where ended. You were walking through was pretty shitty.
People just lying in the street.
You guys are sitting in a lava field.
It's lawless. It's lawless.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that part of town is, but there are other parts, part of town. Yeah. There's constant patrols of police. So you gotta keep your shit, your head on a swivel.
Pretty tight.
Yeah.
The future. It's like Japan tomorrow. You know what time it is in Japan? Noon. The future. Alright, well, Sugar Rio! Very nice to talk to you, buddy.
That was awesome.
Thank congratulations.
You. Yes.
I think I might not be playing my character very well, though. He's supposed to be, super charismatic, and I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
That's working out, because when I start talking and just saying, random shit, because, I'm stupid anyway, then you're just like, all right, Rob, man. And then when I talk, it's almost like a cue for you to start taking charge of a situation.
Yeah.
Because I have horrible charisma, so I shouldn't really be talking to anyone.
My charisma's off the charts. I'm jacked up on cram, and I don't like people questioning my shit.
Normally, when you play a game like this, though, you shouldn't always, I'm saying this kind of to the listeners. You shouldn't tell people your stats. If someone in game be like, "Oh, my charisma sucks."
Yeah,
that's not cool.
Yeah, that's why
you should act like it.
Yeah, I want to pause it when
Yeah.
Yeah, just
become your character, guys.
Yeah, live your gimmick.
All right, well, hustle on, hustlers.
Hustle on, hustlers.
Congratulations.